Since 1918, the Cabish and Friars have run St. Anthony's on 45 heavily wooded acres in the small city of Marathon. The outgoing director, Father Dan Crosby, is the last of them.
It's the realization that this is the last Christmas. It's a last time. There are so many last times for us.
For Barb Saransky, who grew up in Marathon, losing Father Dan and the Cabishan presence is difficult.
Bittersweet. The Cabishan community has been a part of my life, my entire life, and their presence has been a strong influence on me.
The influence was so strong that Saransky became vice president of a new nonprofit corporation that will continue running the center without the friars.
Some nights when I couldn't sleep, Spirit was saying, you know, Barb, you have some of these gifts. You need to step up to the plate.
For Barb Saransky and Father Dan Crosby, St. Anthony's is a holy place that can renew the spirits of believers and non-believers alike.
All I have to do, that's what we hear, all I have to do is to drive in that driveway through those fieldstone walls out in front, and something happens to me. And I begin to be more at peace. Retreat. You've got to step back.
Yes.
And reassess who you are so that you can go back in with deeper strength.
The newly reorganized St. Anthony's of Marathon, Inc. is now scheduling group retreats as far ahead as 2017. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.